A BBC television series called Walking with Dinosaurs has been transformed into a $20 million touring spectacular. Life-sized animatronic beasts are scheduled to stomp into over 80 U.S. sports arenas over the next 2 years. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
This Washington, D.C. arena has hosted the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney, but these dinosaurs are introduced by an onstage paleontologist.
And who's this? A brachiosaurus! Who's been separated from the herd?
Brachiosauri are among the 10 ginormous species manipulated by a team of high-tech puppeteers. They're headed by Matthew McCoy.
Brachiosaurs are the big long-necked ones that are sort of grey, and the tallest one we've got is about 3 stories high, and we have to duck it to get it onto stage.
At a technical check before each show, McCoy runs the 15 dinosaurs through their paces. Most of them need a driver and 2 remote puppeteers with mechanical arms and joysticks.
Standing by for a walk test.
There's 2 positions controlling the animatronic movements on the puppet. Graham Haddon over there, he's controlling what's basically an analogue of the mechanical spine of the dinosaur down there.
From a perch 60 feet away, McCoy handles the dinosaur's blinking eyes and snapping jaws.
Sometimes you feel like a Marvel supervillain, where, you know, you've got your army of robot dinosaurs.
Man, this thing's awesome.
16-year-old Autumn Casali found the dinosaurs convincing.
And they're not, like, robot-y. They're, like, animal-y.
Casali was a fan of the original 1999 Walking with Dinosaurs BBC series. She says she never learned much about dinosaurs in school.
We were like, oh, yes, they used to live, and then they died, and then we came. They leave out all, like, the eating and the killing and the cuteness.
Some teenage girls can find cuteness in anything, but the baby dinosaurs in this show are as adorable as primal bee-fanged beasts can be. 8-year-old Jack Stump says dinosaurs are his favorite things in the world.
Probably because they're big and bulgy.
You like them because they're bulgy?
Well, like they're big and they're loud. I like loud things.
What do you want to see the dinosaurs do?
Do you want to, like, die and, like, get all bloody?
The show's dino fighting is somewhat stylized and completely bloodless. The show's creator, a father of 2, says he was less interested in mayhem than a prehistoric narrative that included geology and botany.
Now dinosaurs are going to see for the first time see flowers.
4-year-old Anna Jen Jehope Nolan already knew the story would end with volcanoes that may have changed the Earth's atmosphere 65 million years ago.
For centuries, they've spewed their gases and poisoned the Earth. Temperatures have risen. There's acid rain. So more of the delicate plants are already disappearing. Where plants go, animals tend to follow.
An ancient story with a contemporary message. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.